actually the incident actually took place between the road, that is Kapoita Kempfestein Road. It had been identified that it is within the jurisdiction of the county, around the area of Machi. Actually, it was the incident was about the car of the Chukudum commissioner when he was on his way to Kapoita, of course, to attend some meetings. And after the meetings, he was actually preparing to go back to his location, that is Chukudum. Then around a place called Murilanyang, it is a hill, they were ambushed. And according to the information, it was one person who did that assault. And actually, he attacked them, and they returned the fire. Nobody was wounded, but the car was, the screen, the mirror, the front mirror was actually damaged because the, as you see, I went and saw the car and found that the culprit actually shot at the car and four bullets. It was actually used four bullets and it damaged the front mirror. We sent the organized forces to pursue the actually to follow the footmarks so that they can identify where the footmarks were actually going, and we did that yesterday.
Honorable Minister, do you have any idea of why this ambush has been directed against the Commissioner of Chukudum County?
Actually, as far as I could, as far as could see, of course, these are criminals who are actually looting. They always attack cars and loot cars. Definitely, they must have seen that the commissioner must have been on his route to Kapoita to collect salaries or whatever it is. And that's why they always attack such people, because they want to loot. And because if you see, they first of all fire in the air. It was a warning that the car should stop, but because the commissioner has his own bodyguard, he could not stop. He stopped, but after a while, and then they returned fire. That's why he could not stop the car. And I know it might not be really that they may think that the commissioner had money or not, because if they were to know that it is the commissioner, of course the commissioner cannot move without bodyguards. And if he's only one person, definitely it is logical that he could not attend. But definitely he might have known that this is a car, and he wanted to just look to threaten them. When they stop, then they had to loot them, take from the money and some valuable items, as they used to do on this highway.
This incident happened yesterday, Monday. Were there also similar incidences of robberies and ambushes on people using the route travelling between Kapoita to Reed, Kapoita to Camp 15? Were there similar incidences that happened in the area in the recent weeks or in the recent months?
Yeah, there were some months ago. They also ambushed the car, and they looted. They could not loot because that was also the car of the advisor, and they could not loot because the cars of the responsible people, of course, have bodyguards, and they could not do that. Always they want to try to do that. They always do that, and at times, not usually, because there was a time when they looted and they looted cars, and people always send some regular forces to see that, to identify. So the area has been all the time, from time to time, not regularly, but from time to time, they always attempt to loot cars on this highway.
Honorable Minister, now the commissioner's car was ambushed, and also, as you've mentioned, in recent months, a advisor's car also came under similar circumstances. What about the safety of the civilians who are traveling on the road without any bodyguard, without any person who accompanies them? What is their safety?
Actually, these are isolated cases. As I said, they don't regularly happen, but they happen from time to time. These are they are not regular incidences, but these are people who think that, of course, it is just common on these routes. Because if you take Kapoita, Torit Road, and Torit and Giba Roads, there are these such criminals. They are not any other than, these are criminals who want only to loot, because they have been accustomed to looting cars and getting valuable items from the people. Things like the the phones, the money, whatever valuable they find, they just stop people and they loot and then they allow the car to go. But because this car was fire and they fired at this car and this car stopped but they returned fire, that's why they could not loot. But as far as the civilian cars are, civilian cars, because they cannot discriminate what they are doing, they just want to loot any car moving on this road.